Hello and welcome to Being Mindful. My name is Lillian Larty and I'm joined in the studio with my co-host who is waving his arms in the air. Can you guess who it is? The one and only Pastor Deji Ayorende. And Being Mindful is our regular broadcast that explores issues surrounding our quality of life as Christians, including our mental health, emotional well-being, finances, family, relationships, careers, and much, much more. If you are a regular listener to Being Mindful, then you know we also like to deal with relevant and current issues. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome. And let me tell you that this is where we discuss topics around how we can respond when we or others are confronted with certain types of concerns in our Christian lives. Now, as always, during the show, we would love to hear from you, so please do get in touch regarding today's topic, which I will share later. But the easiest way to get in touch is to contact us using the PHBC radio app. Just tap on the link to contact the studio and send us a message directly from there. We'd love to hear from you, and please come with your questions, comments, and your contributions. And if you're on social media, you can also contact us directly using any of our social media channels. Use the @PHBCLondon, and you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I need to take a breath.
Yes.
And then you can message us during the show.
I mean, it's like you memorized the whole script.
Anyway, on that note, let's carry on and get on with the show. Now, in our usual manner, we always check in with each other and we find out what is on our mind. So I'm going to start with Pastor Deji. What is on your mind?
What is on my mind? Number of things. First and foremost, somebody, assuming I know, used to say first and foremostly. Yes, first and foremostly. So first and foremost, what's on my mind is this is the start of Holy Week. Today, yeah. Monday, what is typically referred to as Holy Week. For a lot of my Christian walk, I was like, Holy Week, what, we have 1 week where we're supposed to be holy, and what happens to the other 51 weeks? You could do what you want. So I didn't quite understand it. So it's the start of Holy Week, but coincidentally, as it happens, at the start of Holy Week, this morning, we were privileged to be invited into Harris Academy.
Ooh.
Yes, to do an assembly, a whole school assembly.
Wow.
Yes.
Praise God.
It's not our first one, but it gave us an opportunity to talk about Easter and what Easter is, what Easter means for us as Christians. I think the simple thrust was, why do Christians celebrate Easter? So that was what we had in our minds to just say, to just tell. Children were engaged, they were engaging, we always, excuse my phrase, but we always bribe them.
What did you bribe them with, Pastor Deji? Was it Easter eggs? Was it
No. We bribed them with lollipops.
Oh.
We had two buckets of lollipops. Wow. Every time we've done an assembly there, we go in with two buckets of lollipops.
Oh my goodness.
So once we're standing with the buckets of lollipops and we say, right, guys, calm down, pipe down, instant. Those buckets of lollipops give you immediate authority in that.
So when they misbehaved, did you just rise up the lollipop bucket and say, someone's not getting their lollipop today?
No threats. They'd never invite us back. But we can remind them, say, listen, don't forget, every single one of you is entitled to a gift. That's the way we would say it.
Okay. Yes. Clever, that's good.
So yeah, I'm really grateful for that. Just a wonderful opportunity to engage with children, engage with the next generation. You know, it's the train up a child in the way that they should go. Bible verse that comes to mind. I'm not saying necessarily we're going in there and preaching to the school, because they're children of other faiths, they're children, you know, whose parents would prefer them not to be hearing this. But it's an opportunity to, I think, because it's a school, it's a school assembly, it's a secular space. And we are people under authority. You know, myself, Pastor Manuela, Laura, from London City Mission as well, we're people under authority, and we do honor and respect, you know, the school rules. So there's a way in which you can do it. And the way in which you do it is you come, you tell the truth. You just tell the truth. Just say it the way it is. You know, I think sometimes we think, if I'm going to go into class, I'm going to tell them that Jesus is the, you know, you must this, you must, Jesus is the only way. There is no other God but Jehovah. And we start singing, there's no God like Jehovah. No. Everyone needs to calm down. Everybody needs to just take a beat and calm down. That's not what happens in schools. You cannot do that. No. I don't think it's right. Proselytizing, rather like the sort of stuff that I, you know, been doing at the hospital. You know, you don't just walk up to every bed and say, "Hey, you know, you're sick. It is appointed unto man once to die, and thereafter the judgment. You know, one day you will stand before the Lord to give account for the."
Hey! Oh my goodness! The poor patient. Imagine. They'd be like, "What's this? What's going on?"
Oh no! They'd press the bell. The nurses would come and they'd call security. I was really just glad to be able to just go in and just, I suppose, teach and share the truth of the gospel. Much more powerful because it's Easter. You know, we've done this before. We've done it at Christmas. We did it last Christmas. But Easter is the one. It's the one, you know. So it's helping them understand that and what that means. So that's where I'm at. That's what I'm thinking. That's what's on my mind. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind, in the space of work, there are a majority of people be thinking, yay, it's a 4-day week, you know.
Yes, it's a bank holiday on Friday.
Yes, because it's Good Friday.
It's 2 4-day weeks, isn't it?
Yes, 2 4-day weeks. You're right.
Look at that. Yes. Wow. Yes. I didn't even think about it. Well, I mean, I don't. My working hours are kind of...
Yes, you're still working over the weekend.
I mean, Easter's peak time, isn't it?
Yes. So there are a majority, I'm sure, listeners listening who would be like, yes, 4-day week, I can't wait, you know. However, on the other side of that is half term as well. So the kids are off. So it's kind of like a bittersweet type of, what do I do with the kids if you've got children, that is. And what to do with the children, you know.
Yes.
Because oftentimes, I mean, I remember when we were at half term, it wasn't a case of, you're going to go out and enjoy yourself. It was like, what needs to be done in the house type of thing. But there is so much to do for children. Over the Easter holidays, and sometimes parents do get into that pickle of, well, especially if you're a single parent, you know, you're working, how do you manage taking care of the children when they're off, plus taking time off work? And there are some employers who are not, you know, very flexible with that, you know, how do you manage all of that? But also to remind parents as well that not everything that you do with your children needs to cost money, you know. There are lots of activities out there that are free, that are open, especially like the museums as well.
Yes.
Lots of clubs available. There are communities available as well, where children can get involved and mix with other children their own age. And for free, you know, and that children still have a great time.
Yeah,
you know?
They do. You know, you talked about museums and the Tate Modern, which is on the South Bank near London Bridge Station, is a fantastic, I mean, things on, I don't know how many floors. It's absolutely, have you ever been?
I haven't, no.
It is huge.
Wow.
Huge. And all you do is walk in.
Wow.
I mean, maybe these days you book a ticket online just for numbers, whatever. I mean, during COVID, you had to book something. But again, it's free. I mean, there's a paid element. There's a paid section. And when you get to the paid section, you'll jolly well know, because there's a barcode scanner. There's somebody at the door. And it says, get security. Your tickets ready and all of this stuff, you know. But you could easily, through the free section, you could easily be in the Tate Modern for 2-3 hours.
Wow.
Easily. And of course there's a shop and a cafe. They want to make sure that they'll, you know, they have the opportunity to get what they can get.
Yes. Yes, make some funding.
But it's absolutely wonderful in terms of the pieces that are in there. You know, there's modern pieces, there's art, there's paintings, there's sculptures. There's stuff you'll look at and you're like, what is that? And it's that, you know, the creativity of the human mind. And certainly for children to be in a space like that, it's absolutely wonderful. Plus, there's activities, there's things for children to fiddle with and press and things that boing and they can walk through and they can...
for their senses.
Yes. But I think you're absolutely right. What do if you're a lone parent, what do you do, you know, with your child during, you know, and in some regards you say, yeah, well, you know, you're just going to take leave. So all your leave is going to be burned up during half terms, Easter, Christmas. And what do you do during the 6 weeks? How many people, how many people have 11, 12 weeks annual leave?
Some just have 2 weeks
exactly.
a year.
So how do you then apportion that in such a way that you can take a break? You can actually take your child on holiday or go away for the weekend, go to Butlins or Pontins. Well, nobody's going to Pontins anymore. They're about
still exist.
Yeah, I think they're about to go into administration. It looks like, you know. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with them.
Wow.
But you know, what does a lone parent do? But you're absolutely right. There's lots of things within, you know, if you even look at your local authority website, you know, or just simply Google, you know, things to do during the Easter holidays, and then put your borough, things to do Merton, things to do Lambeth, things to do Southwark, things to do, I don't know.
Croydon.
Yes. You know, there's lots and lots of activities. And yes, it might be challenging Monday to Friday, but do something on a Saturday.
Yeah.
You know. So I hear that.
Yeah. So don't despair, single mums, single dads even, you know. And like I said, there's lots of communities, WhatsApp groups, things like that, where people can, what they call co-share, co-parent as well, take care of their children if you have to work, especially if you're working shifts as well. That can be challenging too. But hopefully, you know, let us know what you're doing for your kids during the Easter holidays.
Yes.
And what exciting things you're going to help them with during, you know, because it's not all about play, but it's also about learning life skills as well.
Correct.
Even if you go shopping, I mean, that was what our parents' focus was on, you know, life skills, developing life skills in us, you know. Even if we went shopping, it was a case of, okay, I've given this, you know, the checkout person this amount of money, how much am I going to get back in change? You know, you had to work
it out. Yes.
Exactly.
Exactly. I mean, there's something that I don't know if I've said it on this show previously, that I used to do with my children. This is in the olden days when we had Argos catalogs.
Oh my goodness.
Do you remember those? Argos catalogs, Yellow Pages, Thompson Local Directory.
Use them as doorstoppers. Way down things.
Yes. Or for squashing a spider, depending on how you wanted. I said that because I had a colleague who said that was the only thing she had her Yellow Pages for.
Oh my goodness.
Because she had a proper arachnophobia, proper, an actual, she needed help with it. Her fear of spiders was on another level. So there were two Yellow Pages, and they were both wrapped in newspaper. She would pick one up, slam it on the spider, put the second one, slam it on top of the first one, and then stand on it. And even though everybody was like, it's a spider, her brain, she needed to stand there, and she'd be there for about 5 minutes.
Wow.
Before she felt, you know, and then she would unwrap the newspaper and use that to pick up the spider, throw that all in the bin, rewrap the Yellow Pages. That's why she was getting therapy. It was bad. It was bad.
Oh, my. Well, I know someone who has serious arachnophobia. And in fact, it's funny you should mention that, because I watched an arachnophobia film yesterday. Anyway, and this lady, she will not, even if it's online and there's a spider, she will go crazy.
Wow.
She used to, I think she's a bit better now, but before, if it was in the house,
yes,
she would either lock herself in her room, she'd have to call someone to come and get the spider out, or she would run out that house and not go back until that spider is taken care of. Yeah. Really serious.
Wow.
Really serious. So I feel sorry for people.
Yeah, mercy,
mind you, I'm
Lord.
Like that with rats and mice and things like that. I don't
really
like it. No. Mm-mm. I don't care.
Don't. Maybe when we're playing some music, I can tell you about what I do to mice.
Oh, God.
I'm just black and white. I'm like, are you in my space or am I in your space? Because one of us got to go.
You got time to talk to the mice? Listen, I'm out of there. I'm like, what?
Oh, my goodness. We're gonna deal with our let's move to our topic.
So our song.
Pardon?
We're gonna have a song. Are we having a song?
Yeah.
I mean a music break.
Yeah.
See, this talk about mice and rats has just sent me into another mental space. We are going to go to a music break now and we are going to play Bless the Lord by, is it Kenji?
Mm-hmm.
Not who? Oh, please, Posse, you have to help me out.
No,
Afrobeats, an Afrobeats worship. Sorry.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Afrobeats worship. I mean, it's right there.
Yeah, but the first bit, it's just Kenji something.
I'm gonna find him.
Okay,
online.
let me do it again.
Thank you.
We're going to a song break, to a music break, and the song is Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and it's by Afrobeats worship.
Bless the Lord. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. Worship Your holy name. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawn. It's time to sing the song again. Whatever may pass. Singing this song, yeah. Let me be singing, counting your blessings, yeah. I'll be counting all day long. I'll be praising, celebrating all you've done.
Reason every day you still give me more. I don't need another reason. I can see you, Lord. Everywhere I see blessing. Every day I see blessing. God, you always give me reason to praise you, Lord. Yeah, bless the Lord now, oh my soul. Help me see what each day holds. Count your blessings one by one, two by two, three by three. Bless the Lord now, oh my soul. Lift him up and make him known. Cause you always give me reason to praise you, Lord.
Yeah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy name.
Lift him up and make him know. Cause you always give me reason to praise you, Lord.
that was Bless the Lord on My Soul by Afrobeats Worship. I hope you were bopping along to it as we were too in the studio, and the pastor was telling me about how he deals with mice. Well, we won't go into that now.
No, we won't.
I want to focus on our today's topic. So, again, keep it coming, your questions, your contributions, and your comments as well, to the PHBC app and on social media using our at PHBC London, and we would love to hear from you. So, today's topic is about what is Easter and what has it got to do with bunnies, eggs, hot cross buns. Basically, what has it all got to do with Jesus Christ?
Why do we even celebrate Easter?
Yes, why do we even celebrate Easter? So I think let's start with what is Easter? You know, because we hear about it. I think actually I must commend our brother, Pastor Isaac. Our brother Isaac yesterday on speaking about the message on Easter. And something that he mentioned that really, really got me.
Yep, go on. About Jesus.
Kind of.
It was birth, death. Go on.
But about the celebration of Easter, why we don't celebrate it the same way we celebrate Christmas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because on the run, I mean, if we see it in public, you know, from August, literally from August time,
the
shops start putting decorations in, you know, Christmas trees, Christmas cards, they start talking about Christmas from August. Now, Easter, on the other hand, is kind of tentatively, if you're mindful of, you know, when you go shopping, you may start to see hot cross buns in January.
Yes.
You might. Okay, Easter eggs may be coming out around the time of sort of after Shrove Tuesday at the start of Lent. You'll see the Easter eggs coming out. And then it's kind of like we're kind of lazy towards Easter. There's no sort of anticipation, excitement or celebration, you know. And during Lent time, because Lent is seen as a time to set aside space to be more in tune with God, reflect. It's seen as a sort of a solemn time, a time of fasting. So people, it's kind of like a dull time, you know, and there's no kind of like, yay, you know, Easter is coming, you know, celebrate the our risen Christ, etc., etc. So, and then on the other hand, there's the shops are commercializing on Easter. They're filling up. I mean, you go in the shops now. You know, and some of the shops that I've been
in. A wall
in,
of eggs.
Exactly. A wall of eggs, a wall of chocolate, you know, the racks of hot cross buns, you name it, it's there. There are cards now. You go, you want to buy a certain celebration card. Half of that section is filled with bunnies on cards, chicks on cards, Easter, you know. And, yeah, it's kind of,
I think his that point was really, really powerful. Mm-hmm. Much more than that, for me, thinking about the commercialized, because both of them are commercial, Christmas and Easter. Mm-hmm. But there's one key difference for me between the two. Mm-hmm. Two. Number one, what he talked about, the fact that as much as they're highly commercial, there's a very... there's a season, there's a Christmas season, there's the joy to the world and all of that sort of stuff that's there. Anyway, maybe I'll talk about my rationale in a moment. But for me, the second issue is that at Christmas time, they absolutely will, almost everywhere you go, they haven't got a problem playing a song talking about Jesus.
Yes,
they ain't got a problem praying Christmas carols.
That
they have not got away in a manger. You know, the first note, hark the herald angels sing.
Yeah.
They haven't got a problem playing those songs.
It's true.
Yeah. In the secular spaces, you'll be walking through, I don't know, Selfridges, and there's Christmas carols talking about our Savior is born to us this day.
Yeah.
You know, for unto us a child is born, which is actually direct text from Scripture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not a problem with that. You can play Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
But when it really, really counts, Easter, silence. We're not hearing that.
Mm.
And for me, it's some of my issue is the disparity there. so there is a commercialization around both, but I feel that Easter kind of... But and I think that some of it... I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it anyway. Why am I sorry?
Go for it, Pastor.
We as Christians, what are we doing?
Well, I was just thinking, have we got any songs on, you know, based on Easter, apart from Hosanna? Okay.
Well, we've got lots of the Christian songs. My point is that even the Christians are silent.
Well, that's it. That's what I'm saying. You know, there's nothing like that I'm hearing in terms of in the shops.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I go in the shops, I'm not hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not hearing anything at all. Yeah. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, where are we? But then now, earlier on, a moment ago, I said I'll share some of my rationale. My rationale is around Christmas time, it's the end of the year, it's winter, it's cold, it's dark, the days are shorter, nights are longer.
Mm-hmm.
So having the sparkle and the twinkle and the celebration is something people will look forward to because it brightens the dark nights, the cold nights, the winter nights.
Mm-hmm.
And part of my rationale is around Easter because it's the time of reflection. You know, it's a time of lament. It's a time of looking at ourselves, repentance, and saying, look what Jesus did.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much of a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, I think that, you know, there still needs to be a healthy balance and ensuring that Easter gets the prominence it's meant to get in terms of its significance to us as Christians. A lot of Christians grew up believing Christmas is the celebration and not really understanding that the Easter is the... Without Easter, there's no Christianity.
Yeah, exactly.
Without what happened that we're celebrating at Easter, let me phrase it that way in case somebody comes for me theologically. You know, like, well, Pastor, you know, did Jesus die at Easter? You know, without the point of Easter, there's no Christianity.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing that Elder Isaac shared that stood out, he said when he was drawing that contrast between the two in his sermon yesterday, he said, without the birth of Jesus, his death would have been meaningless, or without the death of Jesus, his birth would have been meaningless.
Mm. Yeah,
and it's just how many people were born on that day?
Mm.
Honestly, with all due respect to them and their genealogies, we don't care. We don't care. The world doesn't care about my birthday.
No.
We don't care.
Yeah.
But because of his death and his resurrection, it instantly took significance to the day he arrived on earth. It was his death that made his birth significant.
Mm.
And for me, I was just like, wow, wow, and actual wow.
Mm. Yeah. But I remember when growing up, you know, again, I think it's more so because of what we kind of learnt in school. In terms of, you know, drawing, oh, Easter is coming, so draw your Easter eggs, draw your chicks, draw your bunnies. That's the only thing that we learned from, you know, about Easter. I can't remember whether we did in assembly. I'm sure we did, but, you know, and that's what's prominent in my mind. And then, like I said, going into the shops and seeing the Easter eggs and the hot cross buns and what the world thinks represents Easter. How was Easter for you, Pastor, growing up?
Easter for me in Africa, in West Africa, or African tradition, because it didn't actually matter where we were in the world, you can even get it here. There was this thing, and those of you who are Nigerian who are listening to this, or West African really, well, I don't know if you're Ghana, I don't know. We had this thing called Frijon, and it's made from I don't know. Made from fridges, you know? Uh-huh. I'm kidding. I saw the look on your face like, what?
Okay.
Because there was this whole tradition of you're not allowed to eat meat. You know, because meat and the symbolism around, oh, you're eating Jesus, and you have to eat fish.
Yes.
And I don't really like fish, you know? So Easter, in terms of food, Easter wasn't so pleasant, you know? Wasn't in that regard.
Not like Christmas, where you can eat turkey.
Yeah, you can eat what you want.
Exactly.
Yam it down. So, in some regards, that, you know, Easter, I remember Easter like that as a child, having this thing, this, I think it's made from some sort of bean, soy, something. And it's, and it was weird. And people used to make it, and you had to eat that instead.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
And I was just like, what is this weird thing that Africans are eating? You know, and I know certainly Nigerians, people from Benin Republic, Togo. I don't think it touched Ghana, maybe. I don't know, but I know it was a West Africa thing. And it's just like, well, and other cultures. I think the Brazilians had their equivalent. The South Americans had their equivalent.
Oh, wow.
So Easter was very much like that. Of course, we, Mom often would take us away. We would go abroad for something around Easter. Easter was the one where we typically went abroad, flew just on holiday abroad. So that was also part of a memory growing up. Yeah.
Wow. Wonderful.
So why do we celebrate Easter? What's the significance of this celebration?
I mean, like you say, you know, without Jesus' death, then his birth would, you know, would not have existed. But also it's a reminder for us as Christians of what Jesus came to do for us. Mm-hmm, you know, he didn't come on this earth to just have a good time and, you know, say, okay, bye-bye, see you all later, yes, see you in heaven if you make it. You know, he came to show us the way back to the Father and to fulfill the law. And it's something for us to, it's a reminder. You know, and it's not to say that, okay, well, is it just during this time that we remember what Jesus done for us? No, but it's the significance of marking this time and really, really anchoring into what it is that, yeah, actually, Jesus, you bore my sins. Yes, you took my sins and you chose to die for me. And it's obviously it's more than that. You know, it's also a witness to the world, to those who don't understand. And, you know, we're going to see some, I remember watching TV years ago, some crazy things that were going on in the world, particularly in the eastern side of the world, where people would physically get crucified on the crosses.
Yes.
They would physically.
Some would flagellate, they would flog themselves.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, I watched it on TV one time of this. I mean, I don't know. I can't remember what program channel it was on, but it was live. And this guy was pinned to the cross. Nails were actually driven through into his hands. You know, he was, apparently this guy claimed that, you know, he could withstand the pain. You know, he had a high pain threshold or whatever it was. And he was there. And I just thought, it kind of put me off, you know. Yes. And I was thinking, so do we all have to do that to prove our love for Jesus, you know, or to prove that we are Christians? And thankfully we don't.
Well, I say we do.
What, to physically go and...
Aha, and that's the word. That's the word. We do, but not physically.
Mm.
We do symbolically. We do spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, we submit ourselves. We put that flesh to death. Mm-hmm. We say it's not about me.
Mm.
You know, it's not the I, but the, it's not the me, but the Christ in me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we that's what we should do. We should put our flesh, our fleshly desires. We put our put that nail that crucify the flesh.
So
that's why I said that.
Yeah, all the things that we, you know, we see are sinful. You know, we can ask the Holy Spirit, you know, shine a light and show me which areas of my life need correcting, which areas of my life are sinful, and help me to crucify those things, you know, especially during this, well, we're in the final parts of Lent, to release them and give them over to God, you know. But I also want to touch on, you know, the association of, okay, you know, yes, we've got the crucifixion side of Easter, okay? But what about the what they call the middle Saturday, the middle bit, the messy bit, the holy Saturday, or whatever you know names are attached to that. And I still want to know where this, you know. Okay, let me. I'm coming back to that. But Pastor, are we going to be doing Easter egg hunts at church on Friday and Sunday? And are we going to be making Easter bonnets? And are we going to be, you know, putting on the altar our chocolate eggs, our hot cross buns and bunnies, and bringing chicks into the...
That's a very good question. Just before I answer that question, let's listen to some music. Yes. I think this music will help to center our focus. Okay. It is it is by Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Very well known song, appropriate for the season. Worthy is the Lamb.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's put our hands together and worship the Lord. Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Seated on the throne, crown you now with many crowns, you reign victorious. Mm-hmm. What a great song by the world famous Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.
Wonderful.
I trust you enjoyed that and it was a blessing to you. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Being Mindful on PHBC Radio. Today we're talking about Easter. What is Easter? Why do we celebrate Easter? And just before we listened to that piece of music, the question was asked about Holy Saturday and what's that about, you know, in terms of some of the ways in which that's celebrated or observed. That's the better word. And I think that, you know, Holy Saturdays is because Holy Saturday. Yeah, it's the middle bit. Mm. It's the bit between, you know, when Jesus was down in the grave.
Mm-hmm.
There's a song, I don't know if you guys know it, Up from the Grave He Arose, you know.
No, I don't know that song.
No, we're not going to go there. We're not going to go there, Lillian, we're not. And so it's that middle bit where, you know, Jesus was down. It's the down in the grave. He was battling. Mm-hmm. And what do we do, you know, while we're waiting? We're waiting with expectation. And so people celebrate it in all sorts of ways.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the Eastern tradition, anyway, like, I don't want to go into Eastern European or Eastern Christian traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And how Easter is observed and celebrated. But one thing I wanted to touch on was even the name Easter, let's just start there. It doesn't exist in, I mean, somebody asked me, you know, where's Easter in the Bible? And I said, you know, right next to where's the word Easter in the Bible? And I said, right next to the word Trinity. You know, so it's right there, you know. So the word Easter is not a biblical word.
No, it's not.
You know, just as the word concordance, the word, you know, the phrase Bible dictionary is not, even the word Bible is not a biblical word.
Mm.
you know, let's call it what it is.
Mm.
But we have to name things. We have to, you know, it helps us to understand, give it a name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Passover was given a name.
Mm.
The Passover, it didn't just, you know, it didn't just evolve. It didn't just evolve from nowhere. It was given a name so mm-hmm. that we remember it. When it's given a name, it has an identity. It becomes significant. And that's why Easter was given the name it was given. The roots of the word Easter, it's a contraction. It's a mixed bag of various languages coming together and coming to an agreement that, yeah, you know what, let's just call it that.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of earlier on we said we celebrate Easter because we're celebrating Jesus. We want to remember. We want, you know, and the period up before Easter leading up to that is a time of reflection, Lent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we fast for Lent, don't mm-hmm. we?
Yeah.
And some people's fast for Lent is I'm not going to watch Emmerdale. You know, some people.
And some people's fast for Lent is. Anyway.
I'll give you a moment to clap back on that one.
I'm not going to watch Star Trek.
Yeah. I do love me a bit of Star Trek. I do love me a bit of Star Trek. I actually, nice one. Very nice one. Very nice one. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Star Trek, everything. I've watched it. Everything. Everything. The old ones, the new ones, the spin-off series, everything.
Oh, my days. What have I
done?
And
the movies.
By mentioning Star Trek.
Yes.
Anyway,
yes.
Back to Easter.
So, yeah, we fast for Lent, and that is about us denying the flesh, you mm-hmm. know. Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, not my will, but yours, Lord. You mm-hmm. know, if this was my will, this is too hard for me. And he denied himself, took up the cross,
mm-hmm.
you know. He denied himself, and he calls us to do the same. So that period, that 40-day mm-hmm. period leading up to Easter
mm-hmm.
is us taking a moment to stop, a moment for introspection, to look inward and mm-hmm. say, am I living right? Am I being right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, we're supposed to do this, you know,
daily
as Christians. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's like early, you know, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about Holy Week.
Mm-hmm.
We're not meant to be holy for 1 week.
No.
We're meant to be holy as God is holy.
Mm-hmm.
And God is not temporarily holy. He's holy full stop.
Mm.
It's an essential part of his identity. And so he calls us to emulate that and to press toward that at all times. So I think that, that's why we have Lent. That's why we observe Lent.
Mm.
It's meant to be a time as we consider the weight of what Jesus did for us at Easter, on Good Friday and Easter Sunday through his death, his burial, and of course, his resurrection.
Yeah. And also, you know, people are also inquiring about, well, you know, why is Easter on the date? It's on the date, you know, why is it in spring? Why is it, one minute it's in March, next minute it's in April, then it's back to March and it's back to April. And through research, it shows that, like what Pastor was saying, you know, there are several festivals going on around that time, years and years, ancient years back, and it all ties in apparently with spring equinox, the what is called the luni solar calendar, which is based on the phases of the moon, some bright person thought it would be a great idea for everyone, you know, all faiths and religions and, you know, beliefs to come together and have this celebration around that moon, or what is also called the ecclesiastical full moon, that apparently occurs on or around the 21st of March. And so, according to the, and please forgive me if I mispronounce this, the Gregorian calendar.
Gregorian.
Yeah, Gregorian calendar. That date of the full moon is fundamental around that time of spring and, you know, sort of, and all this around, you know, bunnies and baby chicks and eggs is known to represent fertility, new life and rebirth, which is all associated with spring.
I actually want to talk about that, the moon and the full moon, that particular full moon. And it's easy to say, oh, it's the pagans.
Mm.
But the Jews chose the very first full moon of spring as the time to observe Passover.
Mm.
Yes. Mm. So the observation of Passover also coincides with the first full moon of spring, because they thought about the time when, you know, what you understand what the Passover is, when the angel came, when they were still captive in Egypt and he passed over.
Mm-hmm.
And Passover, even Jesus celebrated Passover.
Yeah.
Before anybody's thinking, ah, there we go. Yeah, it's all pagan. Jesus celebrated the Passover. Mm-hmm. Jesus observed that festival, that celebration. And so that the significance and the association with that full moon, because again, you know, back in those days, let's call it what it is, they didn't have Google Calendar.
Mm. Exactly, that
moon,
is true.
The observation of the moon cycle helped us to understand the monthly cycle.
Mm.
It was around the moon and the tides. Mm. We had to observe the earth. As it's, you know, that's how do we know day from night? It's the movement of the sun.
Yes.
We're not worshiping the sun.
Mm.
It's just there as a, you know, so sometimes when we talk about these things, like, oh my goodness, they're observing the moon.
Mm.
Stop. Mm-hmm. Where do you think your calendar comes from?
Exactly.
Where do you think your own birthday comes from? Mm. Stop.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
So it was the observation of that first full moon that was like, right, this. And so the Jews always said the first full moon of spring, it was, that's when we will choose, because it was around springtime that we, that the Passover happened. And let's just choose that particular, which other significant date will there be?
Mm.
When the moon is full, it's on a significant day.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. That's when it's going to be.
Yeah.
So that's why the moon cycle and observing all of that, that's why it became significant.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are people who will tell, who say, Christians, I think there's a lot that within Christian tradition, who started to feel that we don't want Easter and Passover to land on this, because they're not the same thing.
Yeah.
It's about separating that. Mm. You know, Jesus celebrated Passover. He observed Passover, but he didn't die at Passover.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
You know, so it was important to pull it away from Passover,
mm.
as it were, which is why it moves from year to year.
Mm.
But it does coincide with Passover, as Passover moves from the first full moon of spring. And obviously, as science has evolved, as we've learned to understand, you know, the what's going on in space and what's going on with the cycles of the earth and the sun and, you know, cycles of the moon,
mm.
as we've learned to observe that,
mm.
you know, we can now predict with certain accuracy when we're going to get a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been counting it for thousands and thousands of years. So we, you know, a little bit of experience. And because of that, it's because of that that the Easter date moves each year. Similarly, Passover celebration moves each year. Yom Kippur,
yeah.
it moves each year. Mm. Rosh Hashanah moves each year. These are dates that move each year. Nevertheless, I think, you know, there was an observation made
mm-hmm.
about how even other faith traditions seem to be, it's like, around the same time.
Yes.
You know, today's not the day to speak to Islam and what we believe or what they believe.
Mm.
But, you know, again, Lent, Ramadan, very similar, very mm-hmm. similar. You know, even I think holy in H-O-L-I, you know, there's an observation now with, I think it's holy that's being done right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Is
that the case? Sure.
I'm not sure when it is, but there's a season where, you know, holy, the festival of colors, you know, and I think we're approaching that in the Hindu religion.
So this morning.
I went to a shop. And there are a lot of Asians working in this particular store. It's a huge wholesalers. And I noticed somebody had a blue mark on their cheek. And I thought, is that a plaster? Then I noticed somebody else with a red, somebody else with green. And literally following the checkout, as I was leaving, there were a number of bowls with the colored powder that you see at the Holy Festival where you throw the powder.
Mm.
There were a number of bowls with the colored powder. You could just take that and brighten up yourself.
Oh, and did you pass them?
Oh, I forgot. I forgot.
I thought I saw something on your cheek.
No.
I'm joking, listeners. I'm seriously joking.
Oh my
joking.
Goodness!
This
me.
Is the banter that we have. So please don't take it seriously.
You're like, what? No, the color you saw on my cheek—that was my rouge.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Kisses from your wife. Oh, yeah, I get that.
Okay. Yes. Not my own makeup then.
No. From her lipstick.
Yeah. So, you know, what was I saying? Yes. So just seeing that similarity and how other faiths are saying something significant.
Mm.
They know something significant happened around this season.
Mm.
Yes. But we're saying to them, yes, it's Jesus.
Yes, exactly. You know,
that significant thing is Jesus.
Yeah.
It was his death, his burial. He defeated death through death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like being beaten with your own stick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Being punched with your own hand.
Yeah.
You know?
But something that I came across, which was quite interesting, it says, and this is some research that I've come across, it says that the word Easter, which is an English term, was derived from the Saxon Spring Festival, and I can't even pronounce this, which is spelled E-O-S-T-R-E. So it's Eostre.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, it talks about the Easter being linked to the Jewish Passover festival. So, you know, it's all a combination. But also I found out that eggs, now,
yes.
in relation to Easter, why? Well, it says that eggs became part of Easter celebrations in the medieval period.
Correct.
Eating eggs was forbidden during the time of Lent.
Mm-hmm.
So eating eggs on Easter Sunday was a treat.
Yes.
So it's like you're breaking the fast with those eggs.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And again, egg is a sign of fertility.
And a sign of birth. Mm. New birth.
Yes. Yes.
You see, it's seen as a sign of new birth.
Mm-hmm.
The reason the bunnies came into it, I think, is because, you know,
again, new birth, fertility, spring.
Yes. Yeah. you know, and it's around springtime. Again, we're seeing the earth being replenished, being, so to speak, reborn as the, you know, the shoots of spring, you know, the trees start to bud, flowers start to open up, you know, you can start to see this. And so what they, the eggs and the bunnies and that lot are a represent, they're just a symbolic visual representation. They're not in the Bible. No. They're not in scripture. No. Let's not sing our songs to eggs and bunnies and chocolate. No. But if you buy me an Easter egg, I will be grateful. I will appreciate it. I will eat it. Was it you that said you don't eat Easter eggs?
Eat Easter eggs.
You don't eat any?
I'll have the hot cross buns, but not yes, the Easter eggs.
Yeah.
It's boring.
Really?
Yeah.
So even if it was like, I don't know, Lindt, Hotel Chocolat.
Yeah, but it's just you the wouldn't. Shell, isn't it? It's I don't know. Shell. I'll taste it. As you said, Lindt and hot chocolat. I will be like, okay. I know, or green and blacks. I'll taste
okay,
it.
Okay, there you go. There you go. I'll taste it. Because I know you like your quality stuff. You ain't got a problem shopping in Lidl, but
Lidl is my friend. Lidl is my friend, trust me.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. So, and I know,
so Selfridges. But anyway.
So okay. Oh, I see. So you'd be partial to a Selfridges Easter egg, would you? Or Harrods Easter egg?
I'll taste it. If I like it, great. If I don't, then I'll be
But it's just chocolate. You just break off a piece and chuck it in.
Oh, but it's boring. You just look at it. It's a shell. Anyway, Pastor, we must finish the show.
Well, no, we've still got a couple of minutes.
Oh, yeah, exactly. We've got a couple of minutes left. I'm getting grilled here. Listeners, help me.
So, listeners, what are you guys doing for Easter?
Yes.
Yeah? Are you giving eggs? I mean, if you're going to give eggs, you know, make it a chocolate egg. Yeah. Hotel Chocolat, you know, Selfridges, Harrods, whatever, you know.
Make it a nice one and, you know, eat the hot cross buns and... You know, but remember the reason for the season.
Exactly. And I think that has got to be the thrust. So often we get so embroiled in being swept by the commercialization wave. We're swept by the societal wave. We're not thinking about anchoring ourselves. We're just moved along and we're carried. We're carried in our habits. We're carried in our thinking. We're carried in our choices, in our spending. Without saying, okay, hold on a sec. And so I think in some regards, that's what Lent is about. That's what the fasting and waiting in the Lent period is about. But it is critical, you know, at all times as Christians, that we continually take stock. We're saying, you know what, is this right? Is this godly? Is my choice right? Is my choice godly? And I'm not saying, you know, because the word Easter isn't in the Bible, don't celebrate it. Or because the Easter eggs aren't a Christian symbol. You know, there's one symbol of Christianity, the cross.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Every other thing is secondary and tertiary and whatever the Aries are. And so it's important to still be able to be a good witness to Christ.
Exactly.
But at the same time, we are in the, even though we're not of the world, we're still in the world. Don't isolate yourself. Your family member says, I want to give you Easter eggs, and you take the egg and you fling it against the wall. I reject it in Jesus' name.
What's this got to do?
Yes. Vanity. You know, the sacrilege. I want to say to you now, if you have a problem with Easter eggs, let me know. I'll text you my address. You can bring them around.
Bring them to the church.
Yes.
But so. As you mentioned, be a witness. You know, if you're in the supermarket and you see people, you know, with their, you know, bags and trolleys full of Easter eggs and hot cross buns, etc., why not turn to them and say, oh, that looks nice. You know, do you celebrate Easter? And in what way? You
absolutely.
Know, find out, are they Christians? Are they not? You know, and this is a chance for us to witness and say, well, did you know that, you know, the eggs represent this, or the hot cross bun represents that? So, yeah, don't divorce yourself from the celebration of Easter. Yeah. So on that note, we are going to sign off. Thank you for joining us today. And we will be back in 2 weeks' time. I believe it's the 8th of April.
Correct.
And we're going to have a special guest on the show. And we're going to be talking about careers and professions. But we'll share more about that soon. So, thank you for tuning in. And as always, on Being Mindful, take care of each other. And God bless you.
God bless you.